thing. And, of course, one of those guys that we love to have as a part of our South Dakota Outdoors is Dr. Max Reineke, 30-plus years in business. Dr. Max, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing? How's everyone out there?
I think everybody's fine, but I want to touch on what I heard between segments. I heard more whining about not getting deer from you and Emmett.
Yes.
That it was tough going.
Yes.
Tell me why it was so tough.
Well, it's tough going because, as Emmett said, he's been around for a while. And so have I. And so when you get out there and you walk those shelter belts or you walk those sloughs or, God forbid, a cattail slough, it wears you out. It gets you tired. It's a good way to get exercise.
One of the things that we did want to talk today, and we've had a lot of people that they like to do the Thanksgiving meal, then go out and cut down a Christmas tree, do the hunting, spend time with family. But with all the snow we had, a little ice under it, there were probably some people that fell, some people that slipped. For those out there that have those kind of fears, what can you share?
Well, first of all, I guess I got to share a little bit that I can't imagine anyone fitting into that Norman Rockwell picture that Bill just described. If anyone did get out in the wilds and cut down a fir tree, I don't think they're going to slip and fall. I'm thinking more about the poor people that didn't get to do that, that had to get up on Friday and go to work, or get up yesterday and go to work. And we've got these parking lots that, whether it's the retailers or your employers, they do the best they can getting those parking lots clean. But when you get this freeze and thaw, maybe a little chemical on it that helps with the thaw and it gets cold enough to freeze, you get a lot of simple slips and falls.
What kind of people have you treated in the last couple of weeks as we get used to winter and we're starting to see? We've had two pretty good storms ourselves early, 18 inches down in Harrisburg. We had 10 to 12 in this last storm in some of the locations. It's kind of a wild start to winter for what's supposed to be a quiet, warmer winter.
Well, it was nice to hear that we're supposed to have above normal temperatures until Christmas. We'll see if any of this melts. At least it gets off the sidewalks and roadways. I guess I would think of chronically sprained ankles. People, you said yourself you had a bad knee, or at least a knee. One was better than the other. Anyone out there that claims to have weak ankles, I will, I guess I'd make a friendly bet with you if you call 335-0880. There's a really good chance we're going to find some pressure on nerves in your low back that is causing that nerve impulse, that mental impulse from your brain. It ain't getting to the muscles that are supposed to keep your ankles strong. And if you don't have nerve supply to the muscles, you can't have strength and resiliency. And when you slip, you're going to sprain your ankle. So it really doesn't matter if you slip and give yourself a kind of a miniature whiplash, or whether you slip and go down hard, the chiropractor is really the first place to go in a simple slip and fall injury. Most chiropractors have x-ray equipment. They can take an x-ray, make sure something isn't fractured. Someone with a chronic subluxation is what we call the pinched nerve in the back, the hard bones of the spine putting pressure on the soft nerves. Someone that has a chronic problem, we're going to take an x-ray to see how chronic that is. That gives us an idea how long we're going to have to work on that problem and kind of what to expect.
Dr. Max Reineke, been doing this a number of years, and you're located where in Sioux Falls?
37th and Center. The Hy-Vee that's on South Minnesota, we're just straight to the north of their parking lot.
This was a heavy snow that people had to move in a hurry because they were being told anywhere from 3 to 5 inches Sunday night to Monday morning, and then we're going to have another 3 to 5 inches added on top of it. But you're wanting to keep the snow moved. it's like us. We paid $75 to get our snowblower going, and then we flooded it and couldn't get it work. So we had to go out. Carolyn and I, who both have spent some time with you, were out there, and we felt a little pinchness in the back, a little bit of like, what are you doing out there? This kind of cold weather, you really need to be prepared for it, and you need to make sure that you don't push yourself too far.
I think no one likes to be out there shoveling snow. With this wet snow, the city did have a little trouble with their snow gates performing optimally. They did the best they can, and I got to take my hats off to the crews that run the plows and the trucks and the supervisors that tell them where to be and when. I think they do a fine job. It was a wet snow, and there was a lot of people out there working their shovels rather than their snowblowers last night. And if you're used to having a snowblower, excuse me, you aren't used to running a shovel. And all I can say is take little scoops. Don't try and throw them too far. And if you get into that problem where the snow is sticking to your shovel, you can hurt yourself pretty good that way trying to snap the shovel to get that snow that stuck to it off.
You were talking about ARP, and you put some kind of adjective in front of the ARP this morning that made me think that you needed some serious attention with ARP.
Well, I have been, for those of you that are as old as Emmett and myself, and not
thanks
quite,
for not mentioning me,
and not quite as old as Bill. You remember the $6 million man? We can rebuild.
And woman.
Yes, that came. She came later.
Yes.
But they said that they could rebuild him. And that's what I've been doing with this old body of mine. I've been rebuilding it. And we got to a point where I'd had some compensations build up. And instead of working on the scar tissue in my muscles, we needed to work on my nervous system. We needed to wipe that hard drive and program it with the proper program. And that's what I've been doing for the last couple weeks. So winds up being quite an intensive workout with we've got pads on my shoulders and my feet, and I'm standing, and the power is being turned up, and it kind of feels like it kind of feels like I'm a round peg being shoved into a square hole. And the first part of this treatment really loosened up my upper neck. Listeners, you can imagine, if I've been around this long and been a chiropractor, I've been getting adjusted. Some of those chronic subluxations needed a little bit of the ARP juice to get working, and the first phase of that got my lower extremity, from my knees to my feet, toned up. And now this is getting my core kind of between my knees and my rib cage toned up. And today's my last treatment of this particular segment.
One of the things that Dr. Max has taught me, and I know he treats Mike Huther, because Huther would be in one room, I'd be in the other, is that if you're going to come in for any kind of a treatment, you'd better have some protein before you come in. And that was something, of course, not having been to a chiropractor except at a Christmas table with cousins who are chiropractors, I was surprised by that you had to have yourself ready strength-wise, protein-wise, to actually face a treatment.
It is interesting. We pride ourselves at being the best when it comes to the chiropractic adjustment. And you can get a chiropractic adjustment on an empty stomach. But our adjustments are extremely enhanced by the use of our ARP wave therapy. And the ARP wave stimulates the body to grow more muscle fibrils, the little cells of muscles. And for every muscle fibril we have, there has to be a little nerve root going to it, kind of like the jumper cables going to your car battery. And all of that requires protein. So this ARP wave treatment not only makes a patient feel better, takes some of their muscle stiffness out, takes some of their inflammation out, it also stimulates the body to go into high gear as far as muscle and nerve production, and you need to have protein for that. So you need to have a belly of protein before your ARP treatment and a nice protein, hamburger, steak, pork chop for your dinner after your ARP.
You know, some doctors, you go in and they give you an all-day sucker if you've been good.
Yes.
But they don't want you to eat 6 hours before. With you, you want to make sure that when you come in and see Dr. Max or some of those that are chiropractors, that they are prepared for treatment that can follow because it's going to help them throughout the day.
Yes. Whether you see Dr. Jordy or Dr. Olson or myself, or there are a few people that come in just for the ARP itself. And they, in my mind, deprive themselves of a chiropractic adjustment, or maybe they have their chiropractor back home. But we have one fellow that's been driving about 2.5 hours from the Sleepy Eye, Minnesota area. He had his grandson in a number of years ago that was a sprinter, and he pulled an Achilles tendon, and one of those cases that it was too far gone, we couldn't help him with that. But he needed to have a surgery on his Achilles tendon. And the following year, we continued to treat him with a hamstring pull. And it's kind of neat now. The young gentleman is off in college, and Grandpa saw how good it works for him. So this old farmer's getting into Sioux Falls to get him some ARP.
Dr. Max Reinicke, appreciate the visit today. Be careful out there, and better luck finding a deer.
Thank you, thank you. And for those of you that have fallen, whether you landed on your keister or not, call your chiropractor, first place to go.